5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Can't beat Raven cash jackpot is $200 thanks to DoorDash. With DoorDash, you can order it all. Use the app or shop online at DoorDash.com with promo code ORDER22 for 50% off your first order. Get more from your neighborhood with DoorDash. All right, Senia, you are up.
Hello?
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Oh, Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck.
Thank you.
Senia, here's how it's going to work. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. This is a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven, but if you can take him down, $200. You ready to play?
Okay. Sure.
All right. Number one, Iron Chef is getting a reboot on Netflix titled Iron Chef Quest for an Iron Legend. In what country did Iron Chef originate?
Oh, I love the original show, Japan.
Number two, fans of the Netflix show Stranger Things are upset after a board game tie-in may have spoiled the upcoming season. The board game Monopoly is made by what company?
Hasbro.
Number three, the new Mario Brothers movie is in production now. What was the first arcade game that Mario appeared in?
Donkey Kong.
Number four, the series finale of This Is Us aired. It ran for 6 years. On what network did This Is Us premiere?
Uh-oh. ABC?
And number five, Disney revealed its new Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster at Epcot in Orlando, and it's going to open to guests later this week. What does Epcot stand for?
Oh, gosh.
That's time right
I don't
there.
Know. No
That's
idea.
Okay. Not bad, Senia. Let me bring Raven back in.
All right, thanks.
Yo.
Senia got 3 out of 5.
All right, Senia, let's see. $200.
Okay.
Number one, Iron Chef is getting a reboot on Netflix titled Iron Chef Quest for an Iron Legend. In what country did Iron Chef originate?
It's Japan, right? Samurai.
Yes. Number two, fans of the Netflix show Stranger Things are upset after a board game tie-in may have spoiled the upcoming season of the show.
Oh, boy.
The board game Monopoly is made by what company?
Hasbro.
Yes.
Come on.
Number three, the new Mario Brothers movie is in production now. What was the first arcade game that Mario appeared in?
Oh, I'm going to get this wrong. It's a trick question. Super Mario Brothers?
No, Donkey Kong.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Number four.
So mad.
Number four, the series finale of This Is Us aired. It ran for 6 years. On what network did This Is Us premiere?
That's on NBC.
Yes, you guys are tied.
And it was so sad, although last week was better than this week.
Number five, Disney revealed its new Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster at Epcot in Orlando, and it's going to open to guests later this week. What does Epcot stand for?
Yeah. I don't know.
You have to be a diehard Disney fan to know this.
Persons come
nope.
and drink around
nope.
the world.
They don't know. Nope.
Some extra nope. letters in there.
Experimental prototype community of tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Okay, Tony Stark. Thanks.
All right, Senia, you guys tied at 3. That gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
All right, thank you. I love the t-shirt, and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks for playing. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $300 tomorrow.
Thank you to Megan and Sally that submitted questions that I used today. If you have an idea for a question, too, you can submit it at annonraven.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.